This file is copyrighted, as I am the owner of this item and the intellectual property rights owner of this material. Whether you're listening to a CD or MP3, do not play this file while driving a vehicle, or if you're operating any machinery, because this file may cause drowsiness. You should lie back in a recliner, or you should be propped up in bed, or sit upright in a chair. If you lie down, you may go to sleep. Get into a comfortable position and just follow along. The secret of hypnosis is to get into it by daydreaming, not with effort. No effort is involved. So just follow along and enjoy. Make sure your feet or legs are not crossed. Separate your hands, but leave them on your lap. Let everything calm down now and just close your eyes. And leave them closed. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth as you relax. I would like you to realize that you have many different abilities. You can learn things in many, many different ways. One of the ways in which you have the ability to learn is by hearing. As you listen to the sound of my voice, you are simply learning to relax. The second most powerful way in which you learn is by seeing. Even with your eyes closed, if I would ask you to, you could imagine or think about a leaf from a tree. This leaf is perfectly formed, with maybe a single drop of water upon it, as though a light rain shower has come by. The third way in which you have the ability to learn is by feeling. You are now becoming more aware of the shoes on your feet. You are now becoming more aware of the socks or shoes on your feet. As your concentration changes, you're becoming more aware of your pants and shirt. Although you didn't notice it a moment ago, you are now becoming more aware of the feelings beneath your fingertips, the texture of the fabric, the temperature of the fabric. You are realizing that you have a powerful mind that can and will work for you. And I would like you to use this powerful mind now. Concentrate on relaxing the bottom of your feet. Allow the bottom of your feet to relax completely and totally. Once you have relaxed the bottom of your feet, begin to relax the top of your feet. This wonderful, beautiful, relaxed feeling is now moving up into your ankles. Feel the right and left ankles begin to relax all the way. You are now noticing that this continual relaxing sensation is moving upwards. The perfect, relaxed feeling is moving up into your legs. Enjoy this relaxing sensation. The small and large muscles of your legs are now feeling relaxed and at ease. Day after day, these feet and legs have carried you wherever you needed to go. Allow the feet and legs to relax further than ever before. And at your own pace, direct this wonderful, relaxed feeling up into your stomach and abdomen. It's relaxing, pleasant, and wonderful. This perfect, relaxed feeling is now moving up into your chest. With each breath that you exhale, feel the entire body relaxing further than ever before. You will notice that the deeper you go, the better you feel. As you breathe in deeply and exhale slowly, the body is receiving more oxygen. As this oxygen circulates throughout your body, you are feeling calm, relaxed, and at ease. You are relaxing further and deeper, floating and drifting down deeper. This relaxed feeling is now flowing up into your shoulders. As you relax the muscles in and around your shoulders, the entire body keeps relaxing. Enjoy the sensation as this wave of relaxation moves down through your back. With each breath that you exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into the chair. A soothing, relaxed feeling is now flowing down through your arms and hands. And there may be a slight tingling sensation in your fingers as you continue relaxing. Enjoy the feeling as this relaxation moves up over the back of your neck. The muscles in and around your neck are relaxing all the way. Now even the top of your head is relaxing. The forehead is becoming free of tension and stress. You're a busy person. You deserve this opportunity to relax completely. The muscles in and around your eyes are relaxed and comfortable. And don't worry if you experience a slight fluttering of the eyelids. This is called REM, R-E-M, and it just means you have good concentration. Your cheek muscles and jaw muscles are relaxing from the very top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet, relaxed and at ease. As you continue to relax, you are realizing that there's nothing for your conscious mind to do. Everything is being done by your subconscious mind. You are the important person here today. You are important every day of the week. Some people think of a week as being 5 days, while others think of a week as being 7 days. And then there are times when there's a holiday and the week may seem shorter. We have many holidays that you've experienced. There's 4th of July, there's Memorial Day, there's Christmas and New Year's. I'm sure there are other holidays that I'm not thinking of. The holidays are scattered throughout the year. Some are during the summer, while others are during the fall. I know we have holidays in the winter, but I'm not sure if they're holidays in the spring. As you continue to relax, this is like a holiday for your mind. It's a chance to relax further than you did yesterday. We know that yesterday is gone, today is fading away, and yet sometimes tomorrow seems a long time away. There are things that you did yesterday that you may not do today. There are things that you did today that you will not do tomorrow. Time goes by so fast. Tomorrow will be here before you know it. Our mind works very fast. Things that were important to you years ago no longer seem so important today. Almost everyone has a favorite color. I used to like the color orange, and I liked oranges. There are not too many colors that are also foods. I want you to relax now and just allow your mind to wander. Yes, you are so very relaxed. You might feel as though you're floating, as light as a cloud, drifting, deeper relaxed. You feel so comfortable, spiraling down deeper, so content, so very, very deep, relaxed. You may find that it's very difficult to move your arms and legs. Your body is so very calm and peaceful and relaxed. The world around you does not exist for now. Nothing will disturb you. Nothing will distract you. Nothing will intrude on this wonderful, relaxed state that you are in. You will find that you can return to this wonderful place, this state of total relaxation, anytime you want. You will find that it will be easier and easier to return to this place. Each and every time you want to, you can return. You will find that you are focused on my words. Every ounce of you is totally focused on my voice. You are now in a very relaxed, very comfortable, very deep state of relaxation. Your body is no longer of any concern. Your mind is now wide open to each and every idea that I am giving you. As you listen to my words, you begin finding yourself drifting down deeper, floating deeper and deeper. You are concentrating totally and only on what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is nothing else but my voice. The more you listen to my voice, the more you want to hear. You concentrate. Your concentration is centered on me and the words that I'm saying to you. With each word that I speak, you find yourself getting more and even more relaxed, more comfortable, and you notice how good you feel. Deeper and deeper, sinking down into trance. You are so very calm and relaxed, and you are wide open to my suggestions. You want to hear my words, and you want to obey. You must obey my irresistible suggestions that will make you feel better and better. The more you obey, the better you will feel. Every suggestion that I give you is irresistible. You simply have to obey them. All the clutter and noise of your waking brain is now replaced with the soothing sound of my voice, filled now with the desire to hear my words, to drink them in, to hear my commands, to follow and obey. It is a very good place to be. The more you obey me, the deeper you will go and the better you will feel. Here in the relaxed, calm, soothing world of my words, the relaxed, content place, where all you wish to do is listen and obey. Deeper, floating down deeper, where you are sliding down into trance, where there is nothing else but the sound of my voice which needs to be listened to, which must be obeyed, as your body drifts down further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything except the sound of my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else but my voice. And when you reach that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, drifting deeper and deeper into my words and my commands. It's almost as though you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable state of trance. I am going to count downward now from 5 down to 1. With each count, you will feel yourself going deeper, relaxed. 5, so deep and obedient, so completely relaxed, as you slip deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more completely relaxed. 4, so very deep now, just sinking down further and further, so obedient and relaxed. 3, you follow my instructions, my commands, and obey. You will find that you relax even more, deeper and deeper. 2, almost there, almost at an exceptionally deep, obedient state of relaxation. 1, you are now very deep and deeply relaxed. You enjoy listening to my voice and relaxing. You enjoy obeying and relaxing and being so deep and obedient. You enjoy listening to my voice as I take you deeper and deeper, making it easier and easier to enter relaxation. Every single time, it is so easy to enter deep relaxation. Now, you'll always be aware of the sounds around you. You are not asleep, you are just relaxed. The only difference is from this moment on, any sound you hear will not affect or disturb you in any way. You can drift down beneath the other sounds. You don't care about them. And the only sounds that you allow yourself to become interested in is the sound of my voice. You simply allow the sound of my voice to always help you to grow much deeper, relaxed. We do hundreds of things every day that we may or may not be consciously aware of. There is going to be a change within you that you will consciously become aware of. I am going to count from 3 down to 1. As I count back, you will relax further and experience a sensation of wanting to swallow. 3, you can already feel that sensation. 2, the urge, the need to swallow is growing stronger and stronger. One, notice the change. Want it to happen. Allow it to happen. Feel it happening now. Just relax, drifting, slipping down, floating down, deeper and deeper. As your time permits and you have the privacy, you will find that I am here to help you ease more naturally into your womanhood, to help you accept your role as a woman by taking the steps of being as you truly are, a woman. First, I want you to know that you're not acting like a woman. You are a woman, a beautiful, confident woman, and that is how it should be. You're in the body that you're supposed to be in, and you will feel free to express yourself as a woman. Remember, too, that these changes are for you, to make you feel more whole and comfortable. Everyone else could benefit from them, but the changes are all for you. You will feel free to express yourself as a woman when you have the ability to do so. There will be times that you will not be able to express yourself, and you will present yourself as a man during those times. But other than the times that you have to present yourself as a man, you will be presenting yourself as you truly are, a woman. So if you're alone in your car driving, you will be the woman you really are. When you step out of the car, you will have to act like a man. The same thing happens when you're at home or alone. You will be the woman you really are. When others come over or you go out, you will have to present yourself as a man for the time being. Eventually in the future, you may be able to be yourself totally 100% of the time. But now, this is how it needs to be. We are going to begin with your body weight, then your diet, and move into individual areas such as hair or wig, makeup, and more. From your presentation to your womanhood lifestyle. So drift down deeper and deeper. You will be choosing which improvements to make. Let's now start with your body. You should begin knowing that your body is just right for you. It is a part of you. And you should appreciate every part of it. Now, if you feel that losing a little bit of weight would be nice for your body image, then it is just a matter of making choices. You will choose which form of exercise to do. You may find yourself jogging, walking, swimming, or bicycling for 30 to 45 minutes three times a week. And each meal that you eat, make each part of it a series of choices. You will not change your whole eating routine all at once. That won't work. Instead, you'll change a little bit every week and stick to those changes. Choose water instead of soda, wheat bread over white bread, lean meats instead of fatty ones. And if you're doing a low-carb lifestyle, you will focus on the good carbs over the bad carbs. By making small choices and changes, the weight will come off steadily and stay off for good. When you look into the mirror, you can smile about the positive changes you have made for yourself. You will know that you have done it right. Be proud of the changes that you have made for yourself and for your life. One important choice I need to advise you about. As a female child, I grew at a normal rate. I became a teenager. When I became a teenager, I started to apply makeup. Then came the nice dress and shoes, and I had to practice walking like a lady. Yes, I had to practice sitting with my legs crossed too. It does not happen all at once. You should take each step of this program and work on practicing them separately until they become natural and automatic. It is too confusing for your mind and body to do all of this at the same time. You will pick an alone time, this is an example only. You will choose practicing sitting like a woman from 2 to 3 o'clock each day. Then you will choose a time to practice walking as a woman, say from 4 to 5 each day. As you are alone, and do this in segments until they become totally natural, until you have to force yourself to act like a man. Now relax and drift down. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You are obeying my commands, and notice how good you feel. Now, we're going to talk about how you present yourself. Women have a totally different body language from men. Body language is the way that you present yourself non-verbally to those around you. Before you say a single word, the image you present will speak volumes to those around you. As a rule, women take up less space. They are intently aware of the orientation of their bodies. You will find yourself, when you are able, spending segments of time working on standing straighter, shoulders back, head up, chin slightly forward, making slower, smaller movements than the men around you. This process will become easier and more natural to you each time you work to improve this segment of your womanhood. While you will take up less space around you than a man, you are a beautiful part of that space, and you own it. Confidence is a very powerful communicator. Now that you are a woman, you are not powerless. Your demeanor speaks volumes. A demure smile is much more powerful than a grin, showing your feminine nature. But don't be afraid to smile when your mood truly calls for it. Your body language speaks to those around you, and it speaks out to the subconscious minds of others. We are now working now. We are working to achieve an easy, natural, automatic, feminine body language that will eventually flow from you without having to think about it. This is not only possible, it is very, very probable. It will happen. Eventually, you'll be able to go out with a girlfriend, for a girl's shopping trip to another city, or whatever the two of you choose to do. Just relax now. Listen and obey me as you drift down deeper. Sliding down deeper. Floating, drifting down. Next, we will focus on walking. When you walk, I want you to forget your old habits. Focus on now. You will be very aware of how you place your feet on the floor, your body language, your speed, and the impact of your feet as you walk. Men normally walk more quickly. They are only intent on getting to where they are going. They do not have any regard as to how they fill up the space as they go. They place their heel and then their toes on the floor for each step. Their feet hit the floor heavily and then they take long strides. Now that you are a real woman, you will make each stride shorter, placing your feet carefully in front of you by placing your toes down first, gently, and then our heels, never slapping your feet. Even when you're barefoot, your footfalls should be delicate enough as to not make hardly any noise at all when you walk. This can be practiced most of the time that you are alone and will eventually come naturally to you. You will become acutely aware of the space you fill as you walk, keeping your arms close to your body, but leading with your shoulders. You will glide across the room more than walk. Remember that your body language is your loudest voice. When you walk like a woman, you are a woman. A woman takes up less room than a man, almost three times less room than a man. When you are alone at home, in the car, or alone privately at work, or if you are devoting a segment of your day to practice, you will focus on sitting. It doesn't matter whether it's on a couch, in a car, or on a floor. Men fill up the space around them. They tend to splay their legs, spread their knees, and when they place their arms on the armrests or edges of tables, they spread their elbows much further out than women. You will become more aware of this picture that you are painting, even if it is secretly to yourself for now, or for your girlfriends and when you eventually go out. Your movements will be slower, more calculated. You will always be thinking of how you are appearing to those around you. Just relax now. Listen and obey me as you drift down deeper, floating, sliding down, deeper, relaxed. Now I want you to think about your hands, your fingers, your fingernails, stretch them out in front of you, spreading your fingers. And I want you to imagine that each finger is longer than it is. Now look at your nails. Your nails are the major crown to your fingers, like a smooth, polished gemstone. When you offer your hand to another person, your hands and nails are what they see. And the impression that you want them to have is that you take pride in yourself. Every day you will take a good moisturizing lotion and rub it into your hands, rubbing gently on the back of your hands and your palms. Then you will spread the lotion on your fingers, smoothing it outward towards the nails, not forgetting to make sure that you get the lotion into the cuticles around the nails. Your hands are now softer and more supple. They will stay younger looking and will feel better to you and to those who touch them. You should make sure that your nails are clean, especially underneath the nail. Your nails should have no ragged edges and should be smooth. You will file them into a pleasing shape, then paint them with a subtle shade of polish. By working on your nails, you are presenting yourself as a woman with pride and confidence. Delicate, smooth, and clean fingers are an aspect of being a woman that you should enjoy. Pampering your hands will give you pleasure, and others will have the same pleasure when they see and feel them. If you have to present yourself as a man, you may skip the nail polish, but you can still have clean, smooth hands with well-shaped nails. There are nail polishing stones that you buff your nails to a natural shine that you can also do for every day. Just relax now. Listen and obey me as you drift down deeper. Floating, drifting down deeper. We are going to address your hair, and I'm going to speak for both natural hair or a wig. Your hair should be natural for you. Find a trusted stylist in another town or a friend that will find a wig or a hairstyle that will be sexy and attractive for your face. It should be very natural looking, nothing complicated. And when you do your hair, it will bring a smile to your lips because it just looks so good on you. Fixing your wig or hair is no longer just for grooming. When you put on your wig or have your hair done, it will give you a calming feeling, a soothing you feeling, and relaxing you feeling. Yes, it will give you a calming, soothing, relaxing feeling. And it feels so good, almost sensuous. Oh yes, your hair is definitely a positive part of your body that you will take pride in presenting to others when you go out. Relax now. Just go deeper and deeper, drifting down beneath the other sounds. Way down deep. Feels good. Now we're going to talk about shopping. And this can be a shopping trip to another city where people do not know you, or it can be right in your hometown if you're able to go out as you really are. It can also be for your very first shopping trip out. Shopping is no longer a chore that has to be done. You will disregard your old ideas and start fresh. And I'm going to present this to you as a shopping trip with a friend. Take a girlfriend and make a day of it. Go to lunch, take in a movie, go shopping. Walk slowly past the shops. Try not to think about what you don't need, but instead more about what you would like today or someday in the future. Take a minute to imagine what some of the outfits would look like on your friend or on you. Chat with her about the newest trends, about what you like and dislike, or what you would like to see in the future. Go into the stores, try on some of the outfits, even if you have no intention on buying them. Have fun and try on something you would never imagine seeing yourself in. See if it suits you. It's okay to laugh and joke and have fun doing it. And when you find an outfit that looks good on you, it will make you smile just to see yourself in it. And when you get that smile, you'll buy that outfit. Your wardrobe should be a reflection of yourself. you will start building your wardrobe for your beautiful new self. Each new outfit will add to your new self and should not reflect on what you were, but of who you want to be. Perhaps you could try on a new pair of shoes, not because you need them, but because they look good. A really nice pair of shoes can change a woman's entire outlook on herself. You don't have to buy them. Just enjoy them because you are doing this for the heck of it. Again, when you find a pair that you really like, you will buy them. Try to match your new shoes to some of your new outfits. You are learning to give yourself the freedom to buy new things because you deserve them, not because you need them. As you relax now, going deeper, my commands, thoughts, and ideas will drift down into your mind. It's relaxing, so comfortable, that's right. When you go to the makeup section, makeup is another item that can change your outlook. Dramatic eyeshadow, mascara, eyeliner will make you feel sensuous, exotic, and beautiful. Lipstick and lip liners will give you the feeling that you're looking out from behind a whole new face. Sensual, alluring, sexy, and powerful. But I want to remind you that makeup is just the icing on the cake. It is not that makeup that makes you beautiful. You are the beauty. You are beautiful. The makeup makes it more dramatic, and they work together very nice. Take pride in your makeup, and it'll make you feel sexy, feminine, sensual, and beautiful. When you are alone, or it is time for a bath, you'll be taking long, luxurious baths, perhaps relaxing bubble baths. So set the extra time to pamper yourself, doing your nails and makeup, not because you have to, but because it makes you feel so good to be a woman. You are a woman. You are the whole package. What a great looking package you are. Look out, men. Here she comes. Yes, eventually when you are out, men will be looking at you, and this is not only possible, it is probable. It will happen, because you are becoming a confident, beautiful woman. Now, I want you to picture yourself in a mirror. Your wig hair is styled just right for your body. Your makeup is beautiful and dramatic. Your hands and nails, clean, soft, and polished. Your clothes fit your body perfectly. Your legs shaven, smooth, and soft, ending in the most perfect pair of shoes. You are so happy with your body, just reveling in your femininity, your sexiness, your utter beauty. You are the beautiful one. You are one beautiful woman, and you really like the way this feels to you. You love the way that others look at you in your new body. The way their eyes look on every part of you, and the approving smile that will welcome you. You feel so very natural in your body and the way that you present it to others. This is the way it will be. If you can picture yourself in the mirror as you wish to be and feel the way it will be, then it will totally happen for you. I would like you to do this every day. You may do it often throughout your day, but I would like you to feel and picture yourself in the mirror right before going to sleep at night. Relax now, listen, and obey. You will picture yourself in the mirror each night before going to sleep, will you not? And you will see yourself as you wish to be and feel the way that it will be. And men will see changes in you too. They will notice that you are different in how you present yourself, and they will try to make themselves attractive to you. You will really look forward to the way that men respond to your beauty. You will be so happy when they give you their attention, because you already know that you are a sensuous, beautiful woman. How wonderful it is to be a woman, to feel powerful, sexual, sensual, feminine, playful, and serious all at the same time. You will love every aspect of your womanhood, to be a person to be desired, to feel so natural, right, and and beautiful in your body. Finally, I want you to remember this. Imprint this into your mind and do not have the slightest doubt about its truth. You are not acting like a woman. You are a woman. With practice, this will come as naturally to you as it should be. You are in the body you should be in, and your body will reward you with many happy years of being a true woman. You are not acting like a woman. You are a woman. Now in a moment, I'm going to emerge you from this beautiful state. And each time you allow yourself to go into hypnosis from now on, you simply allow yourself to go much deeper. Not because I say so, but because you now realize the deeper you go, the better you feel. I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And on the count of 1, you will open your eyes, come back alert, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Because 15 minutes of hypnotic sleep is equal to 2 to 3 hours of regular sleep. 5, you're feeling very calm and relaxed. 4, slowly, gradually, some of the feelings are coming back into your feet and legs, hands and arms. Any numbness or tingling is now leaving. 3, I want you to remember not only in your mind, but deep down in your subconscious, that you are a woman. 2, you will want to experience these wonderful feelings again. And 1, you will want to feel this way again and again. So just take a deep breath in and allow your eyes to open, feeling great.